Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
I'm Glenn from Harlem, and you're listening to Soundcheck from WNYC.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. One queen of disco got her due last year when Donna Summer was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. But a new musical remembers another performer who was also known by that title, the Queen of Disco, and that is Sylvester. Mighty Reel, a fabulous Sylvester musical, places the spotlight on the disco star, and joining me today is the director and star of that show, Anthony Wayne. Hi, Anthony.
Hi, how are you?
So Donna Summer certainly is a household name.
Right, right. Sylvester
somewhat less so, but why was he important? Where do we hear the echoes of Sylvester today?
Sylvester is and was the original disco queen, as people say, but Sylvester was a trailblazer. Sylvester literally did what he had to do regardless of anything he had gone through. Before RuPaul, before Adam Lambert, before, you know, all of, you know, the people that we have now who are free and open and happy and loud and proud, you know, there was Sylvester, who was definitely the first.
So what was your, I mean, you're too young to have grown up on Sylvester.
Thank you.
How did you come to know about him and his music?
It was a TV show on TV One called Unsung, and they did a story about his life, and I was inspired to see the drive of himself. So I ended up buying his album, and I started singing his songs, and I was like, oh, somebody should do something, you know, about him. There's no movie or no TV show or anything about him. But once that ball started rolling, and my partner Kendrell and I had a discussion about it, we definitely, like I said, went to that place of saying we're going to create something incredible.
So you got to know all of his songs, and
oh,
now
yes.
You get to sing them,
yes,
in front of an audience.
Yes.
Each night at the theater at St. Clement's through Sunday, October 5th, the show is Mighty Reel, a fabulous Sylvester musical. Let's hear Sylvester. If Sylvester passed away, he was an early victim of AIDS.
Mm-hmm.
I think he was 41
yes.
or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
This is Sylvester back in 1978 with his hit song called Dance, Disco Heat. That is Sylvester from 1978 and his song Dance, subtitled Disco Heat. You can watch a video of Sylvester performing that song on our website, soundcheck.org. And the backing singers there would later go on to fame as the Weather Girls.
That's right, that's right.
Famous for their song It's Raining Men. Anthony Wayne's with us here in the Soundcheck studio. He's the director and star of the musical Mighty Reel, a fabulous Sylvester musical. And you might also recognize him from his recent role in the Tony Award-winning revival of Pippin. Where did you begin? I mean, singing Sylvester requires a little bit of lung power.
Yes, it does.
Where did you grow up singing?
I'm from Norfolk, Virginia. So I started in the Children's Theater Company when I was 5, Marjorie Day Walker, Center Stage. And then ended up doing other children's theater and growing up there. I was surrounded by the Governor's School and, you know, other theater arts programs, which allowed me to kind of grow as a dancer, as a singer, and an actor. So from there, I've always kind of sang high, but I didn't even know, you know, Sylvester at that time. So it was just like, I think I was just being bred to be at this point.
So now Sylvester got his start in the church, right? And was, you know, found that being a gay person in a Pentecostal context was a very uncomfortable fit.
Yes, it was. It was a lot of judgment that he got from different people, especially as he got older, because of his sexuality, because of the way he carried himself, and I think that kind of fueled him to be a trailblazer, you know, to be stand up and do what he had to do for himself.
So now for you, having grown up in a very different kind of situation, you know, to go back and see what he went through, I mean, do you view him as more than just a musical pioneer?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think he definitely was a gentleman who went against the grain when it came to doing what it is that people said. You know, you need to do this, you need to fit into this box, you need to do this, that, and the other. And so for him to just not think just musically I'm going to fit in a box, but in life I'm going to think bigger and outside of the box.
Right. As Sylvester famously did while living in California, where cross-dressing was still illegal, he could have been arrested for being who he was.
Yeah, I mean, from what I know, from what I've heard and talked about, he was arrested a couple of times. But
so does the show go that far back?
Oh, yeah, we go there. We talk.
You do the creation myth of Sylvester.
Yeah, we definitely let your imagination go, but we definitely guide you and take you through his entire life. You know, his journey, you know, with the Cockettes and the discotes and the, you know, what he created with the Hot Band and all of that.
And how does he go from this kind of Bay Area dressing up and dancing troupe to being Sylvester, the Queen of Disco?
Well, eventually, well, there was a situation where he was with the Cockettes, but they had a performance here in New York City, and it just kind of went to hell because he, you know, he didn't feel like it was organized. He didn't feel like everything was together. So he was like, you know what? I'm going to go out here and I'm just going to do my thing. And then eventually he met up with some people that he knew with the Hot Band. That's what it was called. And he released a couple of albums with them, you know, the song called Southern Man and a bunch of other great, incredible songs. There, you know, he found himself in a place where music was changing, and he wanted to be free to be all of Sylvester, and his musical tastes were changing, and so hence came, you know, the part where he ended up having albums by himself, and then it was like, you know, I need to do something different. So he had auditions in San Francisco and met Martha Wash and Azura Armstead Rose,
who would later be the Weather Girls.
Rose Armstead, yes, who later will be the Weather Girls, that's correct.
So at some point, he goes from singing kind of traditional songs, you know, inspired by Josephine Baker or whatever, to disco. How does that, is that a function of club life, just a function of this is what was in the air and at the time?
I think it's a development of just music. I think from his initial standpoint of performing and loving gospel music, all of the roots, because he played the piano like nobody's business. He was called the child wonder of gospel. Mm. So having all of those roots and listening to, you know, Lena Horne and Pearl Bailey and Bessie Smith and those trailblazers before him, he was inspired by them. So I think they were always in his head and in his mind. And I think all of the music that he created with others, you know, Tim Wierick and just a bunch of other people during that time as he got older, I think that's the basis of it all. So it all evolved from a place, but it all had soul,
yeah,
and it all had a basis of joy and living.
And dancing.
And dancing.
In 1982, Sylvester released this song, also one of the songs he's come to be most associated with, called Do You Wanna Funk? That is Sylvester with his song Do You Wanna Funk, a little bit of single entendre music from 1982. Anthony Wayne, I assume that's your voice in the show.
Oh, that's, yes, you know, yes, you have to sing up
you
there.
You got to get way high. I mean, you know, the thing with Sylvester is if you didn't look at the name on the record, you might have to think twice, is that a guy or a girl singing that?
Yeah, I can understand that.
Mighty Real, a fabulous Sylvester musical, plays in New York through Sunday the 5th at the Theater at St. Clements. There is a cast album for Mighty Real being released on Friday. And Anthony Wayne is the director and star of that musical. He's with us here on Soundcheck talking about Sylvester, the queen of disco. The Donna Summer, Giorgio Moroder sound, very much in evidence in that song, Do You Wanna Funk? So how malleable was Sylvester's art? Did he change with the times? Did he resist some of the new sounds?
I think he definitely changed with the times. I mean, if you listen to some of his earlier stuff, even, like I said, stuff with the Hot Band from the 70s up until, you know, he did Menergy, all of that. It's here's one side and here's the other.
Right.
But in between, he definitely had an evolution of what the music was happening. I mean, he definitely pushed that forward. So he created something that other people took on, as well as, you know, it just kind of all kind of meshed together.
Now, he released that song in 82. His last album comes out in 86.
Mm-hmm.
He dies in 88.
Mm-hmm.
At what point did he know he had AIDS?
The thing is that he never got tested. He never took the time to step out and, you know, do all of that. But I think he knew. He knew even in the, I want to say maybe like 85, when his partner, Rick Cranmer at the time, had it as well, that he knew that it was possible for him to have had it as well. But I think him wanting to take care of his partner and all that, even when his partner passed away in 87, I think he really knew that time was coming.
Yeah.
So it was just about, okay, what can you do to inspire people and to let people know that they can overcome? And so he became a trailblazer for, you know, HIV and AIDS. He did the parade, you know, the Gay Freedom Parade. He did the Castro Street Fair. He was very out there to let people know, you know, to spread awareness of HIV and AIDS and let people know they need to get tested.
You mentioned the Castro District there in San Francisco. They have that Rainbow Honor Walk.
Yes.
And Sylvester is the only musician in that Hall of Fame.
Yeah, he's out there.
So he became sort of an icon, not just in the music community, but in the LGBT community as well.
Yeah, he definitely had a banner that he carried. And even in death as well, like, he's still a trailblazer. So to know, like I said earlier, that so many people are inspired by him and his drive and his ambition, and myself as well, inspired by him to be himself regardless, lets me and everyone else know at this day and age is you can still be yourself and it's okay. It's more than enough.
Right. Well, Sylvester's legacy lives on in many forms, including in the musical Mighty Reel, directed and starring Anthony Wayne, who's here with us in the Soundcheck studio. It's been great having you with us. Thank you for talking us through the story.
It's a pleasure.
Thanks for listening. Stay connected by subscribing to the Soundcheck podcast on iTunes. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook, and download the new WNYC mobile app for free. See you next time. I'm John Schaefer.